Alan. Welcome to another edition of In House. I'm your host, Jeremy Peterson. Great show for Friday. Today is, I say we're closing the week out with something of a bang today on the show. Some live music in the area to tell you about going on this weekend. Among it, Salt Lake City's The Rubes, of course, an in-house favorite. The last time they visited, I believe, is when they opened for and backed Wanda Jackson here at ISU back in April. The Rubes, fresh off an appearance on campus yesterday, will be playing the First National Bar in Pocatello tomorrow night. Tonight they're at Woody's in Twin Falls. We hear from The Rubes. Of course, their latest release is Mutiny to a Revolution. We'll get to some music from that. Also this weekend, The Minders play Salt Lake City tomorrow night, touring in support of a new album. It's a bright, guilty world. We'll get to music from the Portland-based band. And Wolf Parade as well, Sunday, playing Salt Lake City. We'll get to their debut release, which came out last year. Also, the returns of a couple of legendary punk bands just recently. We'll hear from Australia's Radio Birdman from Zeno Beach. That's new out from them. As well as the New York Dolls, a brand new release from them recently out as well. Also along the way, new music from the Lemonheads, new album from that band out in September, and more. It's all coming up. Stay tuned. Some very good things on the way. I mentioned the Lemonheads. Evan Dando has reformed that band after several years apart with new members, except for him, of course, but the self-titled release is out from them in September. Kick it off today with music from Spoon going back to last year. This is They Never Got You.
Chip.
Back in house now. Great show coming up today as we hear music from a few bands playing the area this weekend. The Rubes return to Pocatello tomorrow night at the First National Bar, also playing Twin Falls tonight. We'll get into music from the Rubes out of Salt Lake City. Hitting Salt Lake City are the Minders, touring in support of a new release. They're playing Kilby Court tomorrow night. And also Wolf Parade, playing Salt Lake City on Sunday. We'll hear music from all those bands. Well as new stuff from a couple of legends who have just returned, just within the last week, actually. The New York Dolls with a brand new release, as well as Radio Birdman out of Australia. We'll get to music from both of those bands as well. Speaking of brand new, this is new and fairly exciting. The Lemonheads are returning, at least Evan Dando, having reformed the band on the success of his solo release a couple of years back. The new album is self-titled. It comes out September 26th from the Lemonheads. This is called No Backbone.
Sanctuary. A lifetime of being and coming, baby, and wanting some forbidden touch. Another sin. preference, but only flat back drunk on a bottle of Jameson. One of those nights we stayed up, the two of us, singing our lives, just the two of us. We were hiding in the dark, I fell asleep by his side.
Brand new music there from Cursive, Bad Sect, the name of that tune. The new album out this week from them is Happy Hollow, based in Omaha, Nebraska, that band. And New Lemonheads right before, No Backbone, the song from the upcoming self-titled release from the reformed Lemonheads, of course led by Evan Dando. And again, that album out September 26th. Well, The Minders, touring in support of a new release, It's a Bright Guilty World is its title, hitting Kilby Court in Salt Lake City tomorrow night. The band out of Portland, Oregon, led by Martin Leeper, have been many times in the past called obsessed with the likes of the Kinks and the Beatles. In a good way, that's got to be a good thing. This is new from the Minders. This is called Same Time, Same Place.
I know the price of the way.
Brand new, they're out of Vancouver, BC. That band is called The Awkward Stage, and looks to be yet another great offshoot from the New Pornographers circle. His name is Shane Nelkin, who has toured and recorded with the likes of the New Pornographers, A.C. Newman, among others. The Awkward Stage and the tune there, The Morons Are Winning. Amen, perhaps. That new album is out in October. And The Minders, right before, same time, same place, from their new release, It's a Bright Guilty World. The Minders playing at Kilby Court in Salt Lake City tomorrow night. You're in-house. Of course, you can find more of us online, inhouseradio.blogspot.com. You'll find concert photos there, as well as concert listings, podcasting, MP3s, and all kinds of other things. It's inhouseradio.blogspot.com. When we come back, we shift gears just a little bit. The Rubes playing in town tomorrow night at the First National. We'll hear from them when we come back in-house. Back in house now, and our friends the Rubes from Salt Lake City have been in town a few times. You might recall playing back in April, serving as both the opener and the backing band for Wanda Jackson. A diverse band, to say the least, definitely punk roots, but for example, their set at that show included covers by the likes of the Rolling Stones and B.B. King, as well as Fats Domino. So the Rubes kind of all over the place. They played the campus here at ISU just yesterday, and a great way to kick off the semester. If you're looking for something to do tomorrow night, they're playing in the First National Bar. Also playing at Woody's in Twin Falls tonight, so the whole southeastern Idaho blitz the Rubes are doing. We started off with something from their most recent full length. It's entitled Mutiny to a Revolution. This is the tune Pheromones.
Still I can't stand to see ya. Good eye, baby, look at my dimension, baby. She puts some smoke in my face and I'ma do you gotta dime. Cause I ain't going no place till we have a good time. Well, I'm all tuned up. We'll be right back. think that we'll get some thrills. Listen at the note, you're taking all my sleeping pills. We'll get up to a doctor. Told me not to be a man. They never found a great bad hand. Well, I'm never gonna say I've said everything. All paychecks, cause when you up and drop that bitch, she's gonna find female sensation products and my wedding ring.
Two from the Rubes, that one coming from the debut EP Clown College, Quaalude Eyes, the name of that, and Pheromones right before from Mutiny to a Revolution, the full length out last year. You can catch them tomorrow night here in town at the First National Bar. Always a great time when the Rubes come to town. As I said, several influences. They cover the likes of Fats Domino, but also certainly have a punk soul, you might say, and existing in the tradition of artists like Jerry Lee Lewis, but also artists like this band who have just released their first album in 30 years, the New York Dolls, returning with Private World recently, and you can certainly see a connection between this new stuff from them and the music of the Rubes. New York Dolls here, this is called Fishnets and Cigarettes.
I was sitting there all alone. I was praying you would come home. I was listening to an old blues song. Dress. Tell me who can arrest.
Funny music there from a band called The Heartless Bastards. All This Time is the title track from that brand new release, which is out on Fat Possum, just kind of an example of what that label's been doing lately. Ordinarily known for classic blues kinds of stuff, but branching out a little bit with that new stuff from The Heartless Bastards. And New York Dolls right before Fishnets and Cigarettes. It's their first music in 30 years, not featuring bassist Arthur Killer Kane in the new reunion. Of course, the reunion that took place a few years back, Kane was able to take part in that, but of course passed away. And for an excellent recap of all those events and what led to that, I recommend the documentary New York Doll. It's all about Arthur Killer Kane. But anyway, new stuff there from that band, and good to hear from them once again. You're in-house. Of course, some underwriting support for the show comes from the First National Bar in Old Town Pocatello. This weekend featuring music from the aforementioned Rubes from Salt Lake City. Music getting underway tomorrow night at 9:30 p.m. For more info, give them a call. It's the First National Bar, 233-1516. Well, we heard from the New York Dolls and from one legendary punk band to new music from another. We hear from Australia's Radio Birdman when we come back in-house. Back now with new music from Radio Birdman. If you haven't heard of them, they're from Australia. They enjoyed their heyday 30 years ago in the mid-70s before breaking up just over 25 years ago. And now there's a brand new release actually out this week, the first new album and new material from the band in over 25 years. Xeno Beach, recently out from Yep Rock Records, based in North Carolina, opens like this from Radio Birdman. This is called We've Come So Far Just to Be Here Today. We'll be right back. Music there from the Exploding Hearts, that stuff soon to be reissued. That band, back in 2003, they were touring in support of a wonderful debut called Guitar Romantic, and three-fourths of the band, three of the four members, were killed in a van accident. That will be part of Shattered, a release coming up, the tune Teenage Faces, originally going back to 2002 from the Exploding Hearts. And that follows brand new stuff from Radio Birdman out of Australia, Zeno Beach, released this week, their first release of new material in 25 years. And the tune We've Come So Far to Be Here Today from Radio Birdman, who not a big name, but certainly had a cult following over the last 25 years or so. They also have a recent compilation released by the Sub Pop label. Well, another show going on this weekend, we're talking about live stuff in the area, is Wolf Parade, the wildly successful band out of Montreal. Created a huge buzz last year with their debut release, which was entitled Apologies to the Queen Mary. They play at In the Venue on Sunday in Salt Lake City. Get to a couple from Wolf Parade, starting with this one. You are a runner, I am my father's son.
rock and roll. Sometimes I stay at home and it's just by home. This heart's on fire, this heart's on fire, this heart's on fire, this heart's on fire.
Close things out today with music from Bird Monster. These guys are out of San Francisco. No Midnight is the new album from them. This song called Cause You Can. Following a couple from Wolf Parade, the band playing in Salt Lake City this weekend at In the Venue. That's taking place on Sunday. We heard a couple from last year's debut release, Apologies to the Queen Mary. That's going to close out another edition of In House. Underwriting support for the show, of course, comes from Portnoy Valley Brewing in Pocatello, home of fresh brews, fresh tunes, and more. Is just about to get underway tonight from 5 to 6 p.m., featuring author Dr. Herman Ronnenberg speaking at Portnoy Valley about the history of brewing in the region. He'll also be introducing and signing his new book. That's from 5 to 6 p.m. this evening at the brewery. Taking place at 8:30 tonight is the music of Steelhead Red. Tomorrow night it's singer-songwriter Dan Hillebrandt. Both of those shows happening at 615 South First Avenue right here in town. This show's an independent production produced at the studios of KISU. My name is Jeremy Peterson. Join me same time, same house next week. Enjoy your weekend. Stay tuned next for ISU Women's Soccer.